The second reason is that part of being able to solve a problem is that you can take in lots of information. And the more information you have, the more subtle is your understanding of the problem, the better you can solve a problem. It's known that intelligent people do take in more information. For example, it's been found that in resting state, the size of the pupil is larger among people with high IQ than it is among people with low IQ. Why is this? Well, the pupil is the interface between the brain and the world, and so obviously, the larger the pupil is, the more information it can take in. So this is something that's associated with very high intelligence, but it's also something that's associated with being autistic. People who are autistic will notice little details. They will take in lots of information, and they will easily become overstimulated. This is true of people that are highly intelligent, and you can see how it's true of people who are autistic, and so you can see how the two things would cross over.